In Ottawa, Canada, refugees and immigrants have come together to form the World Voices Choir. It's helping them get settled into Canadian life, make new friends, improve their English, and in some cases heal from past trauma. This multilingual, multi-ethnic and multi-faith choir hopes audiences will welcome their positive message of inclusion, and that when people from different cultures and backgrounds stand together, they can make beautiful music. Sian Griffiths went along to meet them.
DW. At an Ottawa community centre, conductor Chris McLean leads choir members in a warm-up to warm up those vocal chords.
One, one, two, one.
Loosen up the muscles in the face. And generally release all those tensions which have built up during the week. And very quickly, everyone is laughing, relaxed, and ready to sing. It's a cheerful atmosphere in anticipation of the music they'll be making together.
Bambalela, bambalela, oh, bambalela, bambalela, bamba, 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 oh, bamba, bambalela.
People in this choir really love singing Bambalela. It's a South African freedom song, and it basically means never give up. And right from the beginning, they loved singing it.
Conductor Chris picks songs from different cultures from all over the world and in different languages, each one carrying a positive message of inclusion, unity, and peace.
Yes, I do want songs that are uplifting. I think we live in tumultuous times and people are bombarded by bad news. So when they come to choir, I want it to be about good news and about connectivity and compassion and, you know, the things that bring us together, that cross, music always crosses all borders, in my opinion. So I want it to be about that. And then on top of that, I choose songs that are relatively simple and repetitive.
Like the Native American song, We Are Circling.
We are circling, circling together. We are singing, singing our song. This is family, this is unity, this is celebration, this is sacred.
It's a traditional campfire song that Buffy St. Marie wrote extra lyrics for. And the message is, you know, we are all in this together. We're all human beings. We're one family.
We are spiraling, spiraling together. Onward, inward, creature to creation. Holy mystery, Mother Earth, childbirth. This is Mother Nature. This is sacred.
Chris, a folk singer who conducts three other choirs, had been thinking about setting up a world choir for a while, but recent events made her realize how much a group like this was needed now.
The whole situation with the Syrian refugees coming became more and more and more in our face. And so this is one way for us to contribute to making the transition for them perhaps a little bit more enjoyable, because I can only empathize. They must be traumatized, exhausted, confused. Not the little kids, but the parents. They're really, you know, it must be horrendously difficult.
Choir members aren't expected to have great voices or even to know English. In fact, some come hoping to improve their English, like 14-year-old Khaled from Syria, one of a few children in the choir.
I need to practice for English. I like singing in English and Arabic.
And he's not the youngest in the choir either. That would be 9-year-old Hassan, Khaled's little brother. Fellow choir member Mohammed and his family spent 3 years in a Jordanian refugee camp after fleeing the war in Syria. In peacetime, he was a nurse, a barber, an artist, and he also taught kindergarten children how to sing. Being able to resume his singing passion has been very healing for Mohammed.
I feel very rest after singing. And I am artist, me. I feel very nice after this. I need this. always I need. I feel the peace, okay?
Nadia's family came from Kuwait in the early 1990s, after the end of the Gulf War. Her country had suffered under the occupation of Saddam Hussein. Post-war life was difficult, she said. The family decided to make a fresh start and came to Canada. She's employed by the choir as an administrator and initially had no interest in singing, but the lure of the music was just too powerful and it's allowed her to discover hidden talents.
I like singing with them. They are an amazing group.
And could you sing before?
I discovered myself.
Tell us more.
Yeah, actually, I was a really shy person. So when I came here, I was kind of going behind the participant and sing because I don't feel confidence to go there in the front. But step by step, I find myself like, okay, you can go. You can do it. You can sing. You can just show your face to them. I just remember one sentence that my friends told me before. She said, face your fears. Your fears will disappear. So this is what exactly I did. I faced everything, so now I'm not shy anymore. I can sing.
Her favorite song is the lullaby-like Peace, Salam, Shalom.
Peace, Salam, Shalom. Peace, Salam, Shalom. Peace, Salam, Shalom. Peace, Salam, Shalom.
It's sung in five languages, English, Arabic, Hebrew. As well as Spanish and French. It was written by two New York musicians days after the 9/11 attack on the World Trade Center. They were becoming increasingly alarmed by what they saw as hateful and revengeful rhetoric and wanted to respond with a message of hope. The multilingual, multicultural nature of the choir and its repertoire was a big draw for Tanja Anzaria from northeast China. She moved to Canada as part of a family reunion.
I've been searching this kind of choir for a while. This is a very cool opportunity to meet different people from different culture and different religions. Yeah, we sing songs in different languages about peace and be kind to each other. Yeah.
Jeanette's family fled the threat of kidnapping squads in Colombia. Many of her friends had been abducted and left traumatized, she said. She wanted somewhere safe to raise her children. She's been in Canada for 15 years now, and knowing how hard it can be to integrate, thought she could help smooth the way for newcomers.
New people that are coming need to be together with other immigrants, and they can see, okay, well, it's going to be easier, because at the beginning it's a big, big thing. I came just for curiosity. I got in love with the group, the people, the songs, everything, yeah.
Matarange fled civil war in Liberia in the 1990s. After she spent 24 years in neighboring Ivory Coast, she came to Canada. Despite her traumatic past, she brings an infectious sense of joy to the choir. She's only been here 6 months, but she says the choir has been a great way to meet new friends, and she's found it all very liberating.
Yeah, I feel happy and I feel free. I enjoy the choir, how we all together, and we all friendly, dancing, singing. I love dancing.
She gets the chance to move to the African beats of her favorite song, Bambalela.
Bambalela.
One of the negative features of the rise of populism in both Europe and the United States has been increasing anti-refugee and anti-immigrant rhetoric. Conductor Chris hopes that the World Voices Choir helps to dispel negative perceptions when they share their music.
I want them to take away the knowing that people from other cultures are not terrorists, that they are wonderful people just like we are.
And choir members also hope to win over hearts and minds with their message of inclusion, tolerance, and acceptance as they sing in harmony.
It's like a family with people who are from different cultural backgrounds and from different religions and all get together with no distance, with no have common similarities, even though we might look different.
When we are singing, we are one. That is what is my feeling. It doesn't matter where you're from, your accent, whatever. We are one.
I'm a refugee, very, very simple. I now just coming here for a search for a chance live. I want to live in peace, please, and war. No, refugee, very simple, very tired for what happened in Syria.
Chris admits that being involved with this choir has been an emotional experience.
It amazes me that I'm not in tears more often because it really moves me to see the people singing together and the camaraderie that's developed between them. And it amazes me that they keep coming back. You know, they it seems like this is like a extended family in a way. I don't know. It all amazes me. It's fabulous.
Before the choir breaks for the evening, its members gather in a circle and hold hands to send out one musical plea for unity. Shan Griffiths for DW in Ottawa. This report was brought to you by DW.